The purpose of the crime beat is to educate and inform the public about some of the property crime trends occurring in South Delta and other files of interest. If you see anything occurring that you believe to be suspicious, call 911 for in-progress crimes and emergencies or 604-946-4411 for other assistance. Sawa Sendek. 24, 11:30 p.m., 1400 Block 56th Street. Delta Fire Department reported a group of 4 to 6 teenagers throwing snow ice balls at vehicles. Police attended and located the youth on the SE corner of 14B Avenue, 56th Street, who began to scatter upon seeing police. Police activated emergency lights and the group fled on foot in separate directions. No damage to vehicles. Police conducted mobile and static patrols of the area and the issue appeared to be resolved. Deck. 24, 2:37 p.m., Sawa Sen Mills. A complainant reported to police dispatch that his shopping bag containing gifts he purchased was gone after he placed it down while he was shopping. Sawa Sen Mills Mall Guest Services had located his bag and returned it to him. Deck. 23, 7:20 p.m., Highway 17 at 52nd Street. A complainant called DPD to report that he had found a black wallet on the ground with approximately $400 spilling out onto the street. Police attended, collected the wallet and returned it to the rightful owner. Deck. 23, 1:50 p.m. 5400 Block 10th Avenue. A complainant reported that her credit card had been stolen. The complainant stated the card was last used at Walmart on November 26. Since that date, it has been used in 67 fraudulent transactions. MasterCard required a police file number to begin their investigation and refund process. Still under investigation for suspect identification. Deck. 23, 1:40 p.m., BC Ferries Terminal. A complainant reported her suitcase was stolen from the ferry terminal on December 21 around 10 p.m. The suitcase is a gray carry-on sized suitcase with $1,200 of personal items inside, including clothing, shoes, makeup, and skincare products. BC Ferries staff reviewed CCTV and observed a female picking up the suitcase from the luggage retrieval area. Still under investigation for suspect identification. Deck. 23, 1:30 p.m., BC Ferries Terminal. A complainant reported a theft of his Steam Deck handheld gaming device from onboard the Coastal Inspiration. The device was accidentally left on the ferry on December 22. BC Ferries confirmed that the gaming device had not been turned in as lost property. Property valued at $1,000. No suspects or witnesses. Deck. 22, 5000 Block Cedar Springs Boulevard. A man attended police headquarters in Ladner to report a suspicious occurrence in which a female approached his residence and was looking at packages on his front steps. His CCTV showed the incident occurred on December 21 at 1:05 p.m. The female appeared to see the camera, causing her to leave without taking any packages. Nothing damaged or taken. Suspicious only. Deck. 19, 12:48 p.m., 5100 Block 8A Avenue. A complainant reported that earlier in the day three unknown suspects cut down her Christmas lights and slashed a large snowman decoration on the side of her residence. CCTV video obtained. Approximately $200 in damage. Ladner asterisk deck. 24, 11:22 p.m., 4800 Block Delta Street. Police received a report of a hit and run that occurred between 6:30 and 7:45 p.m. A gray Toyota RAV4 was struck while legally parked. Police obtained photos of the damage. Suspect vehicle not known. Deck. 23, 8:11 p.m. Cascade Casinos Delta. Casino security reported an intoxicated male driving a gray Mercedes around the parking lot and parking the vehicle in the underground. The man was denied access to the casino due to intoxication and tried to sneak liquor into the establishment. Police attended and located the gray Mercedes, with the engine running, with the lights on. Police conducted a traffic stop to check for sobriety. Police detected a distinct odor of liquor emanating from the driver's breath. An approved screening device demand was read, in which the driver refused. An immediate roadside prohibition was served for a 90-day prohibition. A 30-day vehicle impound was also served and the vehicle was towed. Deck. 22, 12:34 p.m., Hopcott Road at River Road. Police received a report of a multi-vehicle collision. A driver turned right onto Tehopcot from River Road and lost control of his car due to icy road conditions. He slid into the median and damaged his tire. A white van then struck his car. A white Ford F-150 drove into a tow truck that was picking up the original car. Then, a black Mitsubishi Outlander rear-ended the cars. Photos obtained for investigation. Deck. 22, 7:54 a.m., 6300 Block 64th Street. Police received a report that a white Dodge Ram was stolen from a garage sometime between December 21 at 6:30 p.m. and December 22 at 7:10 a.m. Vehicle value estimated at $55,000. The vehicle was added to CPIC as stolen. Stolen vehicle later recovered in Maple Ridge after two men in ski masks were observed running away from the truck. Deck. 21, 3:40 p.m., 5500 Block River Road. Police received a report of a car down an embankment. Police and Delta Fire attended and got the driver out of the vehicle. The driver advised she drove over an icy patch on the road, lost control and drove off the road. No injuries. Approximately $1,000 damage. Deck, 21, 2:50 p.m., 9300 Block Ladner Trunk Road. A complainant reported a theft of catalytic converter between December 16 and 19. The vehicle is part of a company fleet and is kept in an isolated, but open parking lot. No CCTV footage available. Deck. 20, 5300 Block Maple Crest. A complainant reported a Craigslist fraud. The complainant stated she arranged to purchase a PlayStation 5 for $300. The seller asked for a deposit of $50, which was sent via e-transfer. When the seller claimed he was on his way, he asked for the rest of the money and the complainant sent it, again via e-transfer. The seller failed to show up. File is still under investigation to trace the e-transfer. Deck. 19, 7:52 p.m., 8500 Block of Highway 99. Police observed a black Honda CR-V in the ditch. The driver was not injured, and stated that his vehicle had slid off the highway southbound due to the snowy, icy conditions. No signs of impairment. $2,500 estimated damage to the front end of the vehicle.